15 and 16.
我们一起来读好不好？十五、十六，弟兄姊妹，我们一起来读。基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
Verses 15. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life.
Okay, 我们再回头来读十二节到十四节。
Let us go back and read verses 12.
十二到十四。我们一起读。我感谢那给我力量的，我们主基督耶稣，因他以我有忠心，派我服侍他。我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，侮慢人的，然而我还蒙了怜悯，因我是不信不明白的时候而做的。并且我主的恩是格外丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。
Verses 12 through 14. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me faithful, appointing me to his service. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus.
保罗想到他自己的经历。
When Paul thought about his own experience,
刻骨铭心的经历。
Experience that was so deep.
Deep in heart.
Deep in the heart.
所以他讲说，这是基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
And so that's why he's saying that a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance is Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
因为他被神大大光照。
Because he was shown the light by God.
他说啊，我是个罪魁。
And so he realized that, oh, what a sinner I am. I'm the worst of sinners.
他一直在我的生命中做工。
And he continues to work in my heart.
所以他说，这真是可信，十分可佩服的救恩。
So that's why he said, this is such a trustworthy, salvation.
他说，任何人，神都可以向他们这样显明那个怜悯来帮助他们。
He said that God can show mercy to anybody, and to save them.
那我们来看保罗他的见证。
So let us look at Paul and his testimony.
使徒行传从大概十三章以后就讲到很多保罗的事。
So Acts after chapter 13 talked a lot about.
其实第九章也有哈，第九章就有了。
Parts of chapter 9 as well talk about Paul's experiences.
他使徒行传总共二十几章，保罗就讲了这个见证，重复讲了三遍。
And even though there are only 20 some chapters in Acts, Paul mentioned this testimony three times.
第一个是路加医生帮他做的见证。
The first time was the doctor Luke who helped him with this testimony.
第二次、第三次是他自己跟别人做的见证。
And the second and the third time, it was him who gave other who testified, for himself.
那因为讲的同样都是一件事嘛。
But all these things are talking about the same situation.
所以是雷同。
The same incident, so it's similar.
但是你在我们在讲事情，有些时候我们不会面面俱到，所以这一次讲跟下一次讲不会百分之百的都一样，但是主体是一样的。哦，也许第一次有一些提到，第二次，哦，又提到别的，第三次，哦，又想到别的。哦，所以我们三次都来读。哦，
so because when we describe something, we don't talk about all the perspectives in one time sometimes. And so the three different times it talks about the same incident but different perspectives.
好，我们从第九节，第九章，第九章一到十九节
，verses 1 through 19。
我们先从一节到九节，哈，分三段，一到九节，十到十二节，十三到十九节，我们一起来读哈。我们读过去，我就不做解释，因为这个我们大家都很熟。但是我们可以再一次温习神怎么向着，保罗施恩。好，好，第一节到第九节，我们一起读。扫罗仍然向主的门徒口吐凶吓、威凶杀的话，去见大祭司，求文书给大马色的各会堂。若是找着信奉这道的人，无论男女，都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷。扫罗行路将到大马色，忽然从天上发光，四面照着他，他就扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说：扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？他说：主啊，你是谁？主说：我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。起来进城去，你所当做的事必有人告诉你。同行的人站在那里说不出话来，听见声音却看不见人。扫罗从地上起来，睁开眼睛，竟不能看见什么。有人拉他的手，领他进了大马色，三日不能看见，也不吃也不喝。
So verses, chapter 9, verses 1 through 9. Meanwhile, Saul was breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that he could, if he found any there who belonged to the way,whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. And as he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. I'm Jesus, whom you are persecuting, he replied. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do.The man traveling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard the sound, but did not see anyone. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand into Damascus. For 3 days he was blind and did not eat or drink anything.
好，我们从十到十二节。当下在大马色有一个门徒，名叫亚拿尼亚。主在异象中对他说：亚拿尼亚。他说：主，我在这里。主对他说：起来，往直接去，在犹大的家里访问一个大数人，名叫扫罗，他正祷告，又看见了一个人名叫亚拿尼亚，进来按手在他身上，叫他能看见。好，先
In Damascus, there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called to him in a vision. Ananias, yes, Lord, he answered. The Lord told him, go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight.
这里我稍微讲一下哈，这实在一个很奇妙的事，你们有没有看出来哈？他说那个时候在大马色有一个门徒叫亚拿尼亚。
So this is such a wonderful incident here that Paul saw in the vision that there is a disciple of God named Ananias.
那主就跟他说，在异象中，主跟亚拿尼亚说话，亚拿尼亚就在异象中就跟主说：“主，我在这里。”
So in a vision, God talked to Ananias and told him, Ananias replied the Lord, "Lord, I'm here."
主对他说：“起来，往直接去。”
So the Lord said to him.Go to the house of Judas.
在犹大的家里访问一个大属人，名叫扫罗。
And in the house of Judas to ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul.
这个地方很奇妙哈。他说在异象中，他讲到这个扫罗，这个扫罗正在祷告。扫罗在这个犹大的家里在祷告。
And in the vision, what's miraculous is that at the same time, Saul is praying to the Lord in the house of Judah.
然后这个扫罗就看见一个人名叫亚拿尼亚进来按手在他身上，叫他能看见。
And at the same time, Saul saw in a vision that Ananias came and placed his hands.On him to restore his sight.
你说这个如果不是圣灵做的，哪有这么微妙的？
So, if this is not the Holy Spirit, how can this be done?
所以十三节到十到十九节，我们来读哈。亚拿尼亚回答说，我们来读哈。亚拿尼亚回答说，主啊。我听见许多人说，这人怎样在耶路撒冷多多苦害你的圣徒，并且他在这里有从祭司长得来的权柄，捆绑一切求告你名的人。主对亚拿尼亚说，你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名，我也要指示他，为我的名必须受许多的苦难。
So verses 11 to 16, the Lord told him, go to the house of Judas. Verses 13. Lord Ananias answered, I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And he has come here with authority from the chief priests to arrest all who call on your name.But the Lord said to Ananias, Go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings, and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name.
你看，亚拿尼亚这个初代的信徒跟神是这样对话，他跟神这样对话，哈，说主啊，你知道这个人，好，那主就回答他。
And so Ananias actually had a conversation with the Lord, and God answered him in this way.
那十七节到十九节，好，我们一起读。亚拿尼亚就去了，进入那家，把手按在扫罗身上，说：“兄弟扫罗，在你来的路上，向你显现的主，就是耶稣，打发我来叫你能看见。”又被圣灵充满，扫罗的眼睛上好像有灵立刻掉下来，他就能看见， 于是起来受了洗，吃过饭就健壮了。好，我们听到这里就。
Verses 15-19. Thus Ananias went to the house and entered it, placing his hands on Saul. He said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength.
你看，扫罗在犹大的家里祷告的时候，他看见有一个人叫亚拿尼亚进来，为他按手祷告，叫他能看见。他是之前他这样子。结果亚拿尼亚后来果然来到这里，果然照他事先所看到的，真的这个事情就发生了。他眼睛原来是瞎掉了，他为他按手祷告以后，鳞片就掉下来。你说这么大的神迹呀、啊、？OK.
So, Judas saw in his own in a vision that Ananias came and prayed for him, and he restore his sight. And in reality, Ananias later on did visit him, and when he prayed for him, it seemed as if scales fell from his eyes so he could see again. And this is such a great miracle.
你说扫罗经历这个太奇妙，奇妙的耶稣，对不对？奇妙，奇妙的救恩。耶稣向他显现。
And for Paul or Saul to go through this experience, it was very miraculous and wondrous. And so, because of that, he was transformed.
Yeah, 我们再看第二次他怎么讲他得救的，这是保罗自己讲的哈。这一段是路加帮他写的。我们看第二段哈，22章。
Let us look at chapter 22, where Paul talked about his own conversion.
22章第三节到十六节哈。
Chapter 22, verse 3-16.
我看我们还要再读全部吗？我看好读第三节，我们先读到第三节到第三节到第OK， 我们还是再读一遍好了哈，加强印象。好，我们从第三节一直读哈，我们一起读。保罗说，我原是犹太人，生在基利家的大树，长在这城里，在加玛列门下，按着我们祖宗严谨的律法受教，热心侍奉神，像你们众人今日一样。我也曾逼迫奉这道的人，直到死地，无论男女都所拿下监，这是大祭司和众长老都可以给我做见证的。我又领了他们打与弟兄的书信，往大马色去，要把在那里奉这道的人所拿带到耶路撒冷受刑。我将到大马色，正走的时候，约在晌午，忽然从天上发大光，四面照着我，我就扑倒在地，听见有声音对我说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？我回答说，主啊，你是谁？他说，我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。与我同行的人看见的那光，却没有听明那位对我说话的声音。我说，主啊， 我当做什么？主说：起来，进大马色去，在那里要将所派你做的一切事告诉你。我因那光的荣耀不能看见，同行的人就拉着我手进了大马色。那里有一个人名叫亚拿尼亚，按着律法是虔诚人，为一切住在那里的犹太人所称赞。他来见我，站在旁边对我说：兄弟扫罗，你可以看见。我当时往上一看，就看见了他。他又说：我们祖宗的神拣选了你，叫你明白他的旨意，又得见那义者，听他口中所出的声音。因为你要将所看见的、所听见的对着万人为他做见证。现在你为什么单言呢？起来，求告他的名受洗，洗去你的罪。
So, verses 3 through 16. Okay, I am a Jew born in Tarsus of Cilicia, and brought up in this city. Under Gamaliel, I was thoroughly trained in the law of our fathers and was just as zealous for God as any of you are today. I persecuted the followers of this way to their death, arresting both men and women and throwing them into prison. As also the high priest and all the council can testify. I even obtained letters from them to their brothers in Damascus, and went there to bring these people as prisoners to Jerusalem to be punished. About noon, as I came near Damascus, suddenly a bright light from heaven flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice say to me, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? I asked. I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting, he replied. My companions saw the light, but they did not understand the voice of him who was speaking to me. What shall I do, Lord? I asked. Get up, the Lord said, and go into Damascus. There you will be told all that you have been assigned to do. My companions led me by the hand into Damascus because the brilliance of the light had blinded me. A man named Ananias came to see me. He was a devout observer of the law and highly respected by all the Jews living there. He stood beside me and said, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And at that very moment, I was able to see him.
14-16.
Then he said, The God of our fathers has chosen you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear words from his mouth. You will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. And now what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name.
Yeah. 好，二十六章。
Chapter 26.
Verse 2. 我看二三节不用读了哈，我们从第四节好了。第四节，我们从第四节读到十五节，这有一些话是前面两个没有讲的哈，我们一起读。对不起，这个 triple 三次的让你知道，这个就是为什么保罗后来说，故此我没有违背那从天上来的异象，因为他一生中这个经验太刻骨铭心了，一辈子也忘不掉。神给他使命哈，我们从 OK。
So chapter 26, verses
four and beyond.
And the reason why Saul kept mentioning this, or Paul kept mentioning this, is because this is such an experience that transformed his life. And it was deep into his heart, this experience that he can never forget this vision. And that is why he was able to do great works for God.
好，我们从第四节我们一起读。我从起初在本国的民中，并在耶路撒冷自幼为人如何，犹太人都知道。他们若肯做见证，就晓得我从起初是按着我们教中最严谨的教门做了法利赛人。现在我站在这里受审，是因为指望神向我们祖宗所应许的。这应许我们十二个支派昼夜切切地侍奉神，都指望得着。王啊，我被犹太人控告，就是因这指望。神叫死人复活，你们为什么看作不可信的呢？从前我自己以为应当多方攻击拿撒勒人耶稣的名，我在耶路撒冷也曾这样行了。既从祭司长得了权柄，我就把许多圣徒囚在监里，他们被杀，我也出名定案。在各会堂我屡次用刑强逼他们说亵渎的话，又分外恼恨他们，甚至追逼他们直到外邦的城邑。那时我领了祭司长的权柄和命令往大马色去。王啊，我在路上晌午的时候，看见从天发光，比日头还亮，四面照着我并与我同行的人，我们都扑倒在地。我就听见有声音用希伯来话向我说，扫罗扫罗，为什么逼迫我？你用脚踢刺是难的。我说，主啊，你是谁？主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
Okay, so verses 4 to 15. The Jews all know the way I have lived ever since I was a child, from the beginning of my life in my own country and also in Jerusalem. They have known me for a long time and can testify, if they are willing, that according to the strictest sect of our religion, I lived as a Pharisee. And now it is because of my hope in what God has promised our fathers that I am on trial today. This is the promise our 12 tribes are hoping to see fulfilled as they earnestly serve God day and night. O King, it is because of this hope that the Jews are accusing me. Why should any of you consider it incredible that God raises the dead? I too was convinced that I ought to do all that was possible to oppose the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And that is just what I did in Jerusalem. On the authority of the chief priest, I put many of the saints in prison, and when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them. Many a time I went from one synagogue to another to have them punished, and I tried to force them to blaspheme. In my obsession against them, I even went to foreign cities to persecute them. On one of these journeys, I was going to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priest. About noon, O King, as I was on the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, blazing around me and my companions. We all fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me in Aramaic, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goats. Then I asked, Who are you, Lord? I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, the Lord replied. Now get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen of me and what I will show you. I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles.
Okay, 你读超过了哈。那十六十七节哈，我们十六十，你等一下从十八节开始读。我们十六十七节下面这一段是前两个见证所没有讲的哈。十六十七，我们读到 十九节，我们读到十九节哈。好，你起来站着，我特意向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手，我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。从十八节。
From 18, I'm sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. So then, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven, first to those in Damascus, then to those in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and to the Gentiles also. I preached that they should repent and turn to God and prove their repentance by their deeds.
Okay, 很好。二十节他也读了哈。
Sorry.
很好，很好。劝勉他们应该悔改归向神，行事跟悔改的心相称。那保罗他自己经历这个启示，神亲自向他显现。
So Paul experienced this revelation that God revealed himself to him.
我们从这个很清楚，我们看到从这个三次的这个述说这一个见证，我们看到是神从天降临，亲自成就在他的身上。
And from these three passages, we find that God Himself who came from heaven to transform him.
可信可佩服的救恩就是这样临到人，不是人在地上靠自己的作为营造出来的。
And so, the great and wonderful salvation is given from only from above, from God. It's not from the works of any of us here on earth.
第二点是借着耶稣，就是穿上肉身的基督，叫耶稣降生人间。来替我们成全的，替我们死而复活，重生我们而成全的。
And the second point is that the salvation is through Jesus Christ, who put on the flesh to come to this world.
这个救恩成全在我们身上有三部曲。
And this salvation that has been done in us, there are three parts to it.
十字架的救恩已经成全。
So the salvation of the cross has been established.
为全世界的人预备好了。
For everyone in the world.
那可是这个救恩怎么样临到一个人，成全在一个人生命中，三部分。
But how can this salvation be established in a believer's heart? There are three parts to it.
第一个，耶稣说，有耳可听的就应当听。
The first one is Jesus said, "Let those who have ears listen."
借着我们留心听，听福音，然后我们相信接受。
So through our listening carefully to the gospel, and we believe, and then we accept it genuinely.
我们如果愿意悔改，愿意受洗，耶稣就把我们从罪恶里救出来。
If we are willing to repent and be baptized, Jesus will save us from the sins.
所以第一个，他要成为我们的耶稣。
So number one, he wants to be our Jesus.
第二个，他要成为我们的以马内利。
Number two, he wants to be our Emmanuel.
神喜悦跟我们一起住在人间。
God is delighted to live among us.
而且跟我们同活到永远。
And to live with us, through eternity.
这是最大的信息，最大的喜乐的信息 ,glad tidings, 对不对？
This is the greatest tiding.
天上的神，创天造地的神，喜悦在人间跟我同住。跟我一起活到永远，就是以马内利的意思。
And so the meaning of Emmanuel is that the God, of the universe is willing to live with me, until eternity.
可是如果没有第一步，就没有第二步。
But if we don't have the first part, which is to accept the gospel, then there's no second part.
这都是神的恩典。
And all of it is God's mercy and grace.
但是我怎么能够确保他成为我的以马内利 ？All the time, 一直都是这样。
But how can I be sure that He is Emmanuel? He is with me all the time, consistently.
对，第三部分就是他生下来就要来做犹太人的王的。
And then so that now comes the third part, and that when He was born.He came to become the king of the Jews.
我们知道犹太人就是神的选民，对不对
？And we know that the Jews here is talking about God's chosen people.
在马太福音讲就是犹太人，现在以新约时代也包括我们这些真犹太人。
So
灵里被神拣选的。
So in Matthew, and Beyond, it's talking about the Jews, the Israel, people from Israel, the Israelites. But later on, it's talking about all the people who believe in Jesus.
我们如果真是他的选民
if we are truly his chosen people,
实在的让他做王
and to genuinely allow him to be king in our lives.
那我们就会求他的国跟他的义。
Then we will ask for his kingdom and his righteousness.
以前有人问荣教师说，荣教师什么叫做先求他的国跟他的义？什么叫求神的国跟神的义？
Someone once has has asked Sister Pearl.That what does it mean to ask for God's kingdom and righteousness?
Seek
God's kingdom and righteousness.
他说，寻求神的国、神的义，意思就是让耶稣做王掌权在你生命中。
And she said that to seek God's kingdom and righteousness means that allowing God to reign in your life.
耶稣说，神的国在哪里？
So Jesus said, "Where is God's kingdom?"
神的国在你们里面。
God's kingdom is within you.
也在你们中间。
And it's among you.
什么时候耶稣是在你的里面做王掌权，他的国就在你的里面。
Whenever God's kingdom is in you, whenever Jesus is in you, and reigning in your heart, then
他的国度
then his kingdom
就在你里面
is within you.
有一些人叫 among people. 如果有一些人，他们的生命中是这样让耶稣做王掌权的，神的国就在他们中间。
So if there are people who allow God to reign in their hearts and to be king in their hearts, then God's kingdom is among them.
我现在跟你们讲的是很实际的事哦。
What I'm talking to you right now is something very practical.
我下面要做一些见证。
I have some testimonies I would like to share.
今年 被叫做他仰望主，他说：“主啊，今年你要我们特别留意哪一节？这是正经年度的经文。神说六章三十三节，马太福音。
So sister, the other sister Pearl,
sister Pearl. Baker.
Pearl Baker.
Gerda 就是 Pearl 的意思 ，Gerda 是德文。
Okay.
就是
Sister Gerda,
就叫贝珍珠。
Sister Gerda, Sister Pearl, asks the Lord, Lord, what verse in the Bible, would you want us to meditate on throughout this year?
马太福音六章三十三节讲什么
？And what is it's Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
你们要先求神的国跟神的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Okay, and the verse says, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well."
这些东西就是包括我们人生活在地上所需要的，都要加给我们了。
And these things include everything we need on this earth.
所以我们刚唱说，奇妙的救恩足够我需用。
So when we were singing the hymn.Miraculous grace, it's enough for me.
不论我在哪一方面我有所需要 ，Jesus is enough.
No matter which area I have a need in, Jesus is enough.
这一次二月五号到九号，台北二月五号到九号就是台湾的锡安的。众同工们各会所的人举行冬令会。
And so this time, earlier on, there was a winter conference for all of the, churches, the Zion churches in Taiwan. They came together.
我听大卫牧师说
，I heard from Pastor David.
被教士讲
Sister Gerda said.
他说这次冬令会。是历届冬令会，包括荣教士在的时候，主的同在最丰富的一次。
She said she felt that this winter conference this time, God's presence was so strong, that it was even greater than when Sister Pearl Young was among them.
我们知道荣教士是属灵的伟人。
We know that Sister Pearl Young is a very great saint.
她在的时候，每年冬夏令会有时候会从美国请一些属灵的一些领袖。
When she was there, every summer they would, sometimes they would invite, spiritual leaders from the United States to go to Taiwan.
都是生命很有实质的一个神的仆人。
And these people, they have, their spiritual lives have, are very solid.
比如说吴老牧师。
For example,
Hans Vervogel, 叫 Hans Vervogel, 汉斯。还有他的侄子，小吴牧师的父亲。
His nephew, the father of, Pastor Eddie.
还有小吴牧师
，Pastor Eddie，
还有高老牧师，都是非常敬虔。
They were very devoted to God.
他们生命实在没话讲的。
There's nothing, no flaws in their lives.
今年，除了被教士，这些人都没有。
This year, other than Sister Gerda, there was no one else, no special guests.
而且荣教士当时在的时候。是有许多很卓越的基督徒，我们那一批，很多都是各校的精英分子，很卓越的基督徒在追求。
In the past, there were a lot of
excellent Christians.
There were a lot of top-notch students and excellence.That were excellent Christians that were there serving.
Yeah, 现在有很多这样的人，他们到各地去做主工，没有 没有在这次冬令会里面。
And that group of people, they spread out throughout Taiwan to serve the Lord, and they didn't come to the winter conference.
之前有一个追求主的人跟我说，春佳，你跟大卫，我们都是第一届被荣教士栽培出来的人哈，已经所剩不多啊，现在都是等于是我们带的下一代，我的主入学学生啊什么之类的。
And so a pastor once said to me that you know Esther, the people who came.First group of people who first came and sought the Lord along with Sister Pearl Young, most of them have left. Now there are only a few left.
现在这些人好像在人看来，我们都很普通、很普通、很普通的弟兄姐妹。
So the group of preachers and brothers and sisters that were at the winter conference a few weeks ago, they seem like very common brothers and sisters, common Christians.
可是聚会主的同在那么丰富。
But during the winter conference, God's presence was so strong.
原因是什么？
And what's the reason?
因为大家都越来越自觉无有。
And because every one of them, all of the people there, they are very humble and they think nothing of themselves.
他们都看别人比自己强。
They see each other as greater than they are.
他们很切实的彼此相爱。
And they truly and genuinely love one another.
同心合一，要一起来扛抬约柜，约柜代表主的同在。
And together they wanted to
就是要来让主的同在在他们当中。
To lift up the God's presence.
在我回来之前，他们就在等候聚会开同工聚会，为了这个冬令会分配服事的事，我客串在他旁边旁听。
Before the winter conference started, all the pastors and missionaries got together. They were
在那个等候聚会里边开会。
They had a meeting and they're delegating different things that each servant of God could do during the meeting.
很多的工作不到一个小时，大概三四十分钟，顶多四十几分钟，全部搞定。
There were a lot of things, the logistical things that they had to do, but within 30 to 40 minutes, everything was done.
我坐在大卫牧师旁边，他拿一张单子，因为他是主席。这个服事，哪一天上午、下午，谁谁就说，我们那里，然后调一调，就这样子。我说哇，他说你看到吧，我们的同工是怎么样的同心协力在服事，哇，我赞叹。
So during the meeting, the short meeting, they went through each area that needed service or help in, and whenever the dates and the service that was needed was mentioned, different pastors and God's servant would raise their hand and volunteer to their group to help, and so that it was quickly, everybody was just so collaborative that it was quickly organized.
26号那一天，我们去台北帮台北喜安堂的一对夫妇受浸。
And on the 26th, we went to Taipei to baptize a couple.
对不起，我有点超过时间，我再用个五分钟到十分钟，很宝贵的这个见证哈。那我们就受浸完以后，我们就在那个餐厅吃饭。
And after the we baptized the couple, we went to a restaurant together.
他们安排，我跟大卫牧师跟那对受浸的夫妇跟几个同工，还有跟贝教士同桌。
So they arranged it so that the people who were baptized, Sister Gerda and my husband and I and a few people were there sitting together.
他们在谈一些就是事情，跟政治有点关系，跟一些团体有关系。
They started talking about things related to the politics and organizations.
那他们就说，哎呀，各处很多人都想做大，都想做老大。
And then they said they were while sighing that all these different places everybody wants to be great. They want to be important.
毕教授坐在我旁边，他说在教会里边也是这样，很多人想当老大。
And Sister Gerda sat next to me and say.It is so even among church organizations. Everyone wants to be great and important.
我们教会没有这个问题。
Our church doesn't
have this problem. 只被教士看到别的地方。
Sister Gerda saw it in other churches.
她很有感慨。
And she was.
被教士自己是好榜样，她很谦卑。
Sister Gerda is.A very good role model. She's very, very humble.
我下面讲这个见证非常宝贵。
I want to share the testimony.
她三个晚上，冬令会有四个晚上，她有三个晚上是她讲到。
The winter conference, there were four nights, and there were three nights. It was her turn to preach.
她弹琴。
She was the one playing the piano.
她弹琴，她就尽量把自己交在神手中，让神的同在可以借着她的琴这样子流入到整个的大会。
So when she was playing the piano, she allowed God's Holy Spirit to flow freely.
我听大卫牧师说，他就没有站在那个讲员的讲台那边，他就是站起来，就是在他琴的旁边。
And I heard that Pastor David said that she actually didn't get on the podium to preach. She just stood up next to her piano.
她就讲，好像她觉得主要她讲的话。
And she simply said all that she felt God led her to say.
甚至把她的那个公开第一次讲，年轻时候曾经有一位医生很喜欢我。
And she even talked about her. You know, private things, like when she was very young, there was a doctor who really loved her.
可是当我仰望主，
and she said, but when I wait upon the Lord,
我知道我如果结婚有孩子，我会非常喜欢孩子。
And she said, I know that if when I get married and have children, I will love the children very much.
那个时候在我们台北那个地方，孩子如果要上那个外语学校，学费是非常贵的。
And she thought about how at the place in Taipei, if she were to have a kid, and they needed to go to a bilingual school, it was very, very expensive.
我是过信心生活的人，我是付不起的。
And she thought about it to herself, I'm living by faith. I wouldn't be able to pay for it.
然后她说，最后。我觉得我不要了。
So after praying to God, I said, "It's okay, I don't need it."
他学习为神为人而活。
So she's learning to live for God and for.
他的招牌歌就是我为那位钉死的活，何等快乐这样生活。
One of her favorite songs is.I live for the one who's been crucified. Oh, how wonderful, how happy.
那，他常常祷告要有一个突破。
She oftentimes pray for a breakthrough.
我讲两件事。
There are two things.
之前她姐姐 的一个儿子，很不幸。
In the past, her sister had a son, her nephew, was going through a lot of difficulties.
不晓得多长的时间，申请了4000个，送出去4000个 job application， 没有回应。
Don't know throughout how long, but
他们说四千个。
Her nephew sent out about around 4,000 applications.
那生活都很艰困。
It was work. Living was very difficult.
贝教授就引他，他很会拉小提琴。贝教授就引他，他们教会有18个房间嘛，就让他有个房间住，对不对
？So Sister Gerda allow him to live in one of the churches.
还有他的太太，他的太太。
For him and his wife in the church is one of the 18 rooms.
结果不晓得为什么教会反对，有异议啦，哈。
And so, but there were people protesting this position, this situation.
贝教师就请他们住到他妈妈给他房子的那个地下室，就是贝教授的家的地下室。
So, she invited him to live in her own basement.
我想，因为这样可以省房租嘛，哈。
She felt that, you know, he could help him save for rent.
不知道为什么邻居居然去告他们，说地下室不能住人呐。
But her neighbor actually sued her and said that you can't have people living in the basement.
贝教授就要被罚很多钱。
And Sister Gerda had to be fined with a great fine.
她真的很难过哈。
She was really, really sad.
她说：“主啊 ，solution 在哪里哦
？”She asked the Lord, "Lord, where is your solution?"
她就祷告。
And so she started praying.
要有个 breakthrough.
To ask for a breakthrough.
居然就在那个关键点上，她那个外甥哦。就得到一个非常好的工作。
And just at that critical time, her nephew found a very good job.
真的出乎人意料之外的。
And it's more than anyone could ever ask or imagine.
就搬到别州去了。
And she moved, and he moved out of the state.
所以贝教师好欢喜快乐，因为他的外甥蒙了神的怜悯跟祝福，他担子也卸下来。
Sister Gerda was so overjoyed that she was relieved that her nephew was able to go on, move on.
那个小吴牧师的那个 stepmother.
And Pastor Eddie's stepmother.
就身体就是一直都好像一直祷告，一直祷告，好像都就是这样子。平平稳稳的，也上上下下，可是看他那么痛苦，他觉得应该有一个 breakthrough， 应该有一个突破。
So Pastor Eddie's wife, stepmother was really sick, and so they also pray for her. She was in a lot of pain, and they were asking for a breakthrough.
贝教授就说，就召集一些人说，我们要为他祷告，要有一个 breakthrough。
So Sister Gerda gathered a lot of people and together and said, "We have to pray together. We have to have a breakthrough."
对，他整个人就是在神的手中。果然，神就听的有一个 breakthrough， 那个人的身体就好多了。
And so, her whole life is in God's hands, and God answered her prayers.
对。那还有其他一些细细琐琐的事，我就不说了哈，时间不够。
There are many more examples and testimonies I won't mention right now.
你要知道，当一个人充满了爱的时候
，you have to know that when someone is filled with love,
那个爱，那个全能可以征服人的。
That the power of love can conquer people.
所以只要我们按着神所喜悦的去跟随他，虽然我们是 nobody， 不是重要人物。
Even as long as we follow God's will and walk in His way, even though we're nobody, we're not anyone important, God's presence will be with us throughout.
我听了这个见证好宝贵。
When I heard this testimony, I felt that it was very precious.
好不好? 我们也来学习, 效法耶稣, 虚己, 不要认为自己太重要。
Can we also, all of us, I encourage every one of us that we can humble ourselves and don't think of us as too important.
在我们里面的耶稣是重要的。
The Jesus inside of us is important.
我们只不过是器皿。
We are only the vessels.
我们202首，我们唱一节，好不好？ 因为时间关系，我们只要唱一节。 颂赞诗选。
Let's sing together.
对不起，我时间超过很多，202首，只要唱一节就好了。不是，更深进入神的爱。 第一节啊，两节好。